afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksolid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
What it do, Gary Lucy.
Matt Belknap in the house.
On the new mics, we have these new mics that Never Not Funny has purchased, and they sound terrific in my ears.
Technically, AST Records purchased them.
So yeah, Pardo reached in his pocket and pulled out the money and bought these microphones. So congratulations to Jimmy.
Check out all the shows that we record here. There's some weird ones, but good ones. Whale Cave, you guys know.
Whale Cave.
Kind of like your nemesis show, another music podcast with Matt Price, which is great.
No.
Catching In with TJ is on the Nerdist Network.
That's right.
Show. And
Bear Down.
Bear Down in season, in football season. And newest to the lineup, a weird, really strange show called Frankly Speaking with Frank Pesch, the character actor.
So that they've recorded another episode since the initial?
We've done three, yeah.
Wow. And is he able to keep up the stories and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a million stories.
No, I'd love to be a guest on that.
I don't know about that. Doesn't really make any sense.
I did extra work on Goodfellas.
Oh, you did?
No.
No. Okay. No, you were in Groundhog Day, though.
That's right.
Look for Pat in Groundhog Day.
That's exciting.
If you can find him, we'll give you a free CD.
Wow.
It just occurs to me, there's no slang term for microphones, is there? I mean, there's mics, but...
Mics.
No one calls it the...
audio cocks.
Give me that talking stick.
The potato.
Give me that talking stick.
Yeah, that's true.
If somebody could think of one.
Hey, I just want to tell you something about that. Being an extra on Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
The great thing about that was that scene takes place... over and over
right,
and
so
over.
So
we were there like 6 weeks as extras.
Cool.
And it was great.
Nice.
Really
so you really got a sense of what movie making was
like. You actually did. You actually did.
Okay, that was perfect. Let's do it 44 more times.
So Gary, up top, you told me you had some business.
I got some stuff. What I want to tell you. Oh, you know what I finally saw? I'm still working on my 2012 list. So I finally saw Pitch Perfect. What a great movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either. I've
heard it's good. So fun. So fun. Yeah, watch it.
Is it kind of like Bring It On? I remember Bring It On was an unlikely... I don't even know why I saw it in retrospect, but that was so fun.
Feels a lot like that. Yeah. It feels kind of like, a lot of the now energy of today and, you know, some good music and stuff like
now
that.
Now, I heard it's more like Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. Is that, am I on par?
Possibly.
It's not quite that good.
So, yeah, we got a lot of phone calls to blow through. I'm trying to keep current on the phone calls.
Okay.
We've played everyone we've gotten so far, so maybe we can... keep up
Don't
with that.
Don't tell them that. We're supposed to pretend like there's millions of calls.
And again, I thank you for taking point on these phone calls, Gary, because I did not want to listen to these people.
I don't even want to listen now.
But we're going to. Let's do it.
All right.
Beep.
Hey, guys. This is Jim from Austin, Texas, calling. First of all, I love your show. Second of all, you guys have done retrospectives of David Bowie, the Beatles, and Van Halen, but you're missing the Clash. And since Pat has his newfound love for the Clash, and I'm assuming that Gary, you have to have a love for the Clash, that a Clash retrospective would be pretty amazing. Keep up the good work. Love listening to it, and thanks again.
It's not a bad idea, but the problem is there's like the last 30 years they haven't really had a lot of things. But I mean, their catalog is well worth investigating.
Right.
We didn't really do the Beatles. We did the post Beatles.
Yeah, post Beatles.
I mean, I think if we were going to do one, we would have to tackle like the Stones or someone with a long storied history, right?
The Rolling Who now? I didn't.
The Stones. The Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger's band.
Did anybody go to that show? Anybody?
Kathy Griffin did.
Oh, she did. All right.
She tweeted it. Guess where I'm at? And then with a picture, I open it. Yeah, fuck you.
Did you, now you went down to the Echoplex.
I went down to the Echoplex and they never said what time that show would happen.
Oh.
So I thought it would happen a little bit later than earlier. So I think by the time we got down there, it was over and they had gone because we didn't lay our eyes on anyone.
Damn it.
So,
I guess Mick Taylor showed up to that.
Well, he's on tour with them.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's doing like a set in the middle. He comes out special guest. So that's kind of cool. So I'm going to try to go May 20th, but the tickets are really expensive. It's kind of crazy.
There's footage of it though, of the, Echoplex thing. That's fun to look at.
And the set list from the May 3rd show is incredible.
Yeah, they really mixed it up.
They played a lot of songs people will know.
They played Gangnam Style. A lot of songs people
Wow,
know.
That's insane.
All right, who else we got on
They played Kiss Me Deadly by Lita Ford.
Beep.
Hi, this is Ned from Denver.
Hey, Ned.
Your show is amazing and has changed my life in many ways.
Oh, boy.
But as for... oh, that's terrible. I got to try again.
Oh.
Ned, wait, call
Ned,
back.
Ned, oh. Ned, hello.
Ned, what happened?
Ned.
Don't leave us.
It's okay.
I was saying, thanks for turning me on to Greg Kinn.
Sure.
And many other excellent bands. Any better.
Ned, you're fine. You're doing okay.
Ned, did we also get you addicted to meth?
Is this Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day?
The thing that I wrote down is that I think for a song or a episode, way to go, would be you guys have to switch favorites.
Ooh.
Like Matt has to pick his favorite Cheap Trick and December song.
Oh, that's cool.
And Gary has to pick his favorite Beastie Boys and Cheap Trick songs. And Pat has to, you know, et cetera. And,
I love that band, etc.
Something else I was going to say really nice about how much you guys make my Thursdays the best. But
oh, thank you, Ned.
You old so-and-so.
Anyway, you do.
Thanks for the idea, Ned. That's not bad.
All right. Hey, Ned, before you make a phone call, have a paper in front of you with bullet points.
Sounds good. All right, rolling on. What else we have?
I love Ned.
Beep.
Hey, this is Ray from Columbus, Ohio. I just want to say, first off, love the show. I just got done listening to the Volume V episode, and Gary, how dare you leave off Laura Veers at the end there?
You son of a bitch, Gary.
Myself was not able to come up with any V bands in my head, but then the moment you said Laura Veers and apologized for not playing for it, I went mental.
Oh, no.
As penance, I think you should play whatever song you meant to play in this episode, in the next episode, because I'm hard-pressed to come up with anyone who deserves more praise and more attention than someone like Laura Veers.
All right, as you
and
wish.
I really think you should
okay,
give her a bit of a plug on your next episode.
Let us do it already.
Yeah, Jesus.
Love the show. Bye.
All right, so here you go.
Breathe life to the street from your mouth. Those ruby red lips have much to give. Pull life from the land with your capable hands. Those life-loving, beautiful, broken hands. Oh, I'll stand with you and marvel at the cosmos pink and bright. All the pages flipping backwards. The time is gone and wrong is right. Rivers running up the hills into the sky and down to the sea. Where a merman with twinkle casts a hook in me.
Wow, that's great.
Not too shabby. Yeah, that's Cast a Hook from Saltbreakers. It says nice, good catalog.
It's like if early Shins had a female vocal.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that.
Good way to put it. Yeah, yeah. She's,
and where's she based out
she's
of?
She's based out of Portland, Oregon.
How many albums does she have?
I want to say three and a children's album, I think.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That sounded great. I like that a lot.
The old three and a C.
Yeah, three and a C.
Sounds like a sex act.
That's what we call in the biz.
is this Rich from Salem, speaking of Oregon? He's got a good
idea.
Thanks,
Matt. I will. It's Rich again. You know, that singer guy.
What?
Gary, hi, Matt. Gary, your V-list this week was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
I'm on Pat's side a lot. It's just who I am. I think, you know, all your musical tastes are valid. Everybody's is. I'm not trying to say anything, but usually I just fall into Pat's side. Yours was the best list you've had so far.
Well, thank you.
Gorgeous. Okay, I had an interesting show idea. What about bands who have broken up and gotten back together? It happens all the time. I mean, Priest, Aerosmith, Fleetwood Mac. I mean, how many could you go on? Even Motley Crue threw an extra singer in there one time. And you could do it could kind of be an introspective show where you did one song from the original version of the band, maybe one song from in the middle when they were broken up, and then one song after they get back together to see what it's like. Yeah, just a thought. I thought it was kind of an interesting idea, and there's so many bands that have done that. Loving the show, guys. I think it's picking up steam. I think you guys are going to get somewhere.
Thank you.
So, I think he means not bands that broke up, but bands that like had
long hiatuses,
reformed,
like, or different members, and then back to the original band.
Like
that could be a good one.
Yeah, because like Aerosmith never broke up, and neither did Fleetwood Mac. They still had albums after Lindsey and Stevie left.
Yeah.
Right,
and
yeah.
Judas Priest had albums without Rob Halford too.
Yeah, he means the original lineup broke up
and then
reformulated with someone else, yeah. And then got back together as the original
lineup. No, that's good. I don't know. I think maybe more bands from my taste have done that, maybe, Gary, than your taste. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, but there's a few examples. Mission of Burma had a long hiatus and then a great output. New York Dolls have made some good records lately. Okay. I think I could find like four, five, six good ones.
We'll put that on in our memory banks and try to do that down the road.
And I love it when Rich calls because he has that beautiful voice.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Every call is like an audition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah, we're not hiring Rich.
And anybody else? I think we got one more.
Beep. Hey, this is Chad in Derby, Kansas. I just wanted to request more live recorder music. Thanks.
Live. You know, it's funny you bring that up because we've been practicing in our off time. We have a little recorder orchestra. Matt used to play a little bit on Never Not Funny sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so every once in a while, we like to get it together. We have a little arrangement of that new Daft Punk song everyone's talking about. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three, four. Not bad. All right.
My lips are
nice.
Burning.
I'm hoping that he meant he wanted to hear live recordings, not recorded music.
Oh.
Play more live recordings? I don't know.
That's it.
That does make more sense, given that we've never played recorder
music. Yeah. Well.
But yeah, be either which way. Be that as it may.
Hey, it is what it is. And at the end of the day, no harm, no foul. Still friends.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Under the bus. Now, let's thank you for all those great suggestions. Please keep them coming at 330-81-ROCKS. Oh, another piece of housekeeping business. And I might mention this on our next program, too. Friendly Mocktail was the winner of our David Bowie deluxe CD of The Next Day. So that's from iTunes. So I don't know how to get a hold of Friendly Mocktail. So if that's you, please message us at Facebook. And call us with your suggestions at 330-81-ROCKS. This show topic today was off the phones. And or maybe it was from an email. And I can't remember who it was from. But
yeah, we should start writing that down.
Yeah, that's always a tragedy. Pat, do you happen to remember?
This topic was from a listener named Ned.
Ned Ryerson?
No, I don't know. It was from a listener, though. And if, you know, take credit for it when the show goes out. But yeah, this episode today, Gary, are songs that have the word falling or fallen or fall in them.
Right. And it was because he wears one of those life alert bracelets.
Right.
And that while he was waiting for the ambulance to come, he thought, hey,
here's a good one.
This would be a good topic when I can't get up. So do you want to start or should I start or what do you want?
I'll start.
OK.
Let me pull up. Take your time. Here. It's all kind of discombobulated today. OK. Fantastic. Let's get this thing kicked off. With a gentleman and his band, The Attractions, which I just discovered through Gary in this podcast. This is from the album Get Happy, and this is I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down.
I could listen to that all day.
I know. It's great. That's a single album that's got 20 songs on it.
I was going to say, there's like 38 songs on that album.
There's 20.
Packed in. That's old Sam and Dave song. That's the spot.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Oh, okay.
Get Happy, Falling. Okay, boy, I got a decision to make.
Uh-oh.
This is, well,
already?
Yeah.
Are you going to do apologies already? Apologies to these people.
The energy is like up and everything, but there's like a serious thing that I've been meaning to address here. It's a very sad note about.
Do you want to wait till the end?
That might make sense. Let's just hop right in with
Now I'm very curious as to what he's talking about.
We'll just like hit at the end. Let's keep things going with one of my top 10 favorite songs. I've played it a bunch on this show, and it of course is the Buzzcocks.
You make me feel I'm done.
Love that.
That's anytime. The Buzzcocks.
Anytime, day or night. I can listen to that. You need that album, Pat. Singles going steady.
Where are the Buzzcocks out of?
They're out of England.
All right.
Yeah. A little
punk. Would you call that punk?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. They were early. First wave. Yeah.
What do you call that? House? well, I'm going to go with the with some ladies right now from the Southern California area. Originally called the Bangs, and then they added an L-E in there.
Never knew that.
Yep. And now they're called the Bangles.
Is that because they wanted to get new haircuts? And they're just like, yeah,
I think it's actually because of the Beatles. Then they said the Bangle. They wanted that kind of a thing. So this is from their debut, All Over the Place. This is Hero Takes a Fall.
Love it. Perfection. Love it.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
So good.
That kicks off that album in high fashion.
Yeah, that's the song that Prince saw on MTV, and he said, oh, I'm going to write that girl a song.
Are you sure that's what he said, or did he say, oh, I'm going to sleep with those people?
Maybe that was it. Well, that's, you know, it's...
I guess that's a good way to sleep with someone. You're like,
I'm going to write you a song.
You know what? My name's Prince. I'm going to write you a song. I'm going to need a little payback in the boudoir. Do you like purple sheets in a spinning bed? What's Prince's bedroom like? What do you think that place is like?
It's just a cot on the floor. It's
what if it was? And he just had like a Renewzit air freshener there and maybe a string of Christmas lights up for mood effect.
No. Yeah. His bedroom is probably modeled after a Cavassier case.
he's got like a musical bed, right? It's like just crazy.
Yeah.
The mind reels. I wonder.
Someone told me.
I bet he has a bed in the shape of that symbol.
So he's falling in the middle.
Might not that comfortable. Anymore, real comfortable.
He, like, had that made in the early 90s.
Can't really sprawl out on that. Someone told
Good luck finding sheets for that, by the way.
Oh, my God.
They have to be fitted.
Yes.
Someone told me a story about when he dated Carmen Electra, she wasn't allowed to.
Look him in the eye.
No, or seriously, or talk to him first. He had to talk to her.
Yeah.
For some
I think
weird.
I told you that.
Tell me that?
I forget where I heard that, but I think either we both heard that at the same time.
Yeah, maybe Jimmy told us that.
Yeah.
Well, that's healthy.
Yeah, like it that. Is healthy.
Yeah, I think that. Jimmy did. Yeah, somehow Jimmy heard
Somebody
that.
Knows that from somewhere. It's interesting. You get the inside scoop here, Rock Solid.
Well, and you get the now sound of today, which is what we have here. It's a Los Angeles group called Haim.
But when I play a song, you get yesterday's sound right now.
Once more. Yes.
Okay. Once more. I love that.
This is, they're got a lot of buzz lately. I think it's four sisters, and it looks like it says Haim, but it's pronounced Haim.
So they're not named after Corey Haim?
No, okay. Sadly. But they're named after Corey Feldman.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. But this is a song called Falling.
I hear the voices and the calling for me now. I know that nothing's gonna wake me now, 'cause I'm a slave to the sound. And they're calling, don't stop, no, I'll never give up, and I'll never look back. Just hold your head up, and if it gets rough, it's time to give up. They keep saying, don't stop, no, it's never enough. I'll never look back, never give up, and if it gets rough, it's time to give up.
This is over here. This is over here. Haim. Thought it was sounded kind of like a Garfunkel and Oates jam for a second.
Yeah, it did.
It's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I do
cool
like there. That too. So, what's that? Punk?
Yeah.
It's house? Electronic pop, maybe? I'm not sure. Yeah. What you call that?
My next song is from a little combo called The Who. This is from one of their this is from their last studio album before they had another studio album 20 years later. But this is one of the two albums that the Who fans always say, those two albums are Face Dances and It's Hard. And I think those albums are solid. I don't think people give those enough credit.
Yeah.
And so this is a song called Why Did I Fall for That by the Who.
The streets are the future, little weird remains of both the fools and all the so-called brains. The whole prediction is enough to kill, but only God knows if we won't all
And I'm sorry, which one was that from?
That's from It's Hard.
It's Hard.
And we get a little Pete and Roger singing together on the chorus. And I like that album a lot.
They're probably like in their late 30s then, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Kenny Jones on drums. I think that was another thing. Oh, Kenny Jones, no Keith Moon. You know, Keith Moon killed himself. So by all means, let's take it out on Kenny Jones.
Look, making hit records, it's hard.
It's hard. It's very, very hard.
I think that's all that happened with that album. People saw the title and they're like, oh, these guys.
This is hard.
They're making excuses already.
I don't want to do this anymore. It's too hard.
And everyone then formed an eminence front against this album. I don't even know if that makes sense at all.
I don't know that album, so your joke was lost on me.
I'm off my game right now. I gotta be honest with the folks right now. We were supposed to have a guest today and they didn't show up.
That's
so
okay.
I'm off my game.
What are you talking about?
I'm off my game. This is our backup episode.
No, this is a solid episode.
This is a solid episode.
Yeah,
I need to get on my game. I'm just being honest. I'm going to get on my game right now.
All right. Check this out. Maybe this will boost you in there.
Gary, you're on your game. Matt is on his game. I'm not on my game. I'm going to get in here right now.
Well, we're a team. We're going to pay attention. We're going to pick you up with this.
Yeah. All right.
This is a group called the Preston School of Industry. This
is your son's band.
Oh, it is. Yeah. He was, I made him go to trade school and this is what he came up with instead.
Right.
This is a side project from, Scott Canberg, AKA Spiral Stairs of, Pavement.
Of Pavement. So yeah. Spiral Stairs is a side project of Pavement.
Well, he calls himself Spiral Stairs.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know why he calls that.
Wait a minute. I've heard four band names in here associated with this one song. What's the band that's playing this song right now?
Preston School of Industry.
Okay. And they
are a side project
of
one guy from Pavement.
Yes. Okay,
who calls himself Spiral Stairs.
Which exactly. That sounds like a band.
That also sounds like a band.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they had that I Love You More Today. Wasn't that the Spiral Staircase?
Yeah, do you see the blank expression on my face?
Maybe we should just shut up and play.
Okay.
It's called Falling Away.
I've got location. I've got pictures all over the walls. Conservative station. That's not who you want to call. Not that I'm a royal, and it's not that I'm a royal, 'cause it feels like we're always falling away again, and it shows we're falling away again, and it shows.
Yeah, not too shabby, right?
Yeah,
no, not
cool.
Shabby at all.
Okay, there you go. That sorry for all the trouble, but
once we sorted it out, we were into it
big time.
Excellent.
Hey, my next artist is someone that has never been played on this show in almost 200 episodes.
That's amazing.
Not 200 episodes. Almost 100 episodes. We have never played this gentleman. Guy named Randy Newman.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
And this is from his 1988 album called Land of Dreams. There's four producers credited to this, including Mark Knopfler and Jeff Lynne. And I'm not sure who produced this song, but this song is called Falling in Love.
Heavy. Hard to live.
I'm going to guess Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
Sounds like Traveling Wilburys.
I think you're right.
Things start to drip. Your arms are getting heavy. Hard to live. You sink down a little deeper. And you're feeling wonderful. Maybe you're falling in love. Maybe you're falling in love. Maybe you're falling, 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 falling in love.
That's nice.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Never heard that.
I saw him at Denny's once.
You did?
Yeah.
What was he? What, breakfast?
It was at the nighttime. I didn't see what he was having. But
who was he with?
He looked like he was with his family. It was Brian Wilson was playing next door at the Wiltern.
Okay.
And so he's probably just going to drop by there.
Oh, that Denny's right there next to the Wiltern. Okay, cool. All right.
And I'm going to say Moon's Over Miami, just to say it.
All right, great.
I bet that's what it
sounds like. The name of a Randy Newman song.
It really does, huh?
Moon's Over Miami.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've got the moons.
I don't know.
The moon's over Miami.
That's more Tom Waits, I think.
What, Tom Waits can't have a nice breakfast sandwich?
I think Matt had his first drink this morning.
Oh, yo, buddy. Over Miami.
See, speaking of ham, this next artist is named Pig. Yeah. This guy makes James Blunt seem like Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh no.
This is it's a little sensitive. His name is Landon Pig, P-I-G-G, and this is a song called Falling in Love in a Coffee Shop.
Okay.
With a CD that you bought at a coffee shop.
I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the paths that your eyes wander down. I wanna come to. I think that possibly, maybe I'm falling for you.
Tad, in this light, your eyes are gorgeous. Thank you.
This is a very romantic episode.
It really is. It's really
fun. Well, it's a lot of songs about falling in love.
Yeah, I had some about fall of the season, and I had some about, fall, like fall from grace or something. But I
wish I had more songs that were falling, but the ones that had just fall or seemed like better songs to me. And so, of course, it brings us to the next song, which I specifically in here because I thought Matt would, this would be one of the songs that Matt would groove on.
Love it. Love it. So, love the song. And I got to start at the beginning, even though you have a cue here, because the beginning. This is a band that gets shit on a lot, but their guitarist is he's like a genuine genius. Like he's a virtuoso.
Okay, so it started at the beginning and then jumped to 24 seconds.
It's just a good sound. I mean, it's cheesy music. But
I can't wait to hear it.
All right.
It
is. This is Fallen Angel by Poison.
Ah!
I mean, that's not technically impressive, but it's a great sound.
Yes, it's a nice little riff. And the drums...
Okay, so
then go
this is where Pat wanted to start. Idiot.
It's hard. Cautionary tale. Just a small town girl with
a whole life packed in a suitcase by a feet. This song is for people who are like, Welcome to the Jungle is too scary for me.
Exactly.
Tells you're gonna lose, win big. Come on, Gary, sing it.
Lose big, feeling out of life. Was it all, mama falling in dead? No.
Rolling the dice of your life. The dice of your life.
Rolling the dice of your life.
Oh, I'm still rolling it, man.
Oh, man.
Now, which album is that off of?
That is off of Open Up and Say Ah.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm going to take my and put it right in. Is that what that means, right? It's got like some weird artwork with
like giant tongue coming out of
a girl with painted.
Is it like a girl? I always thought that was one of them because you could never tell the difference.
Yeah, same thing. I think it's a girl.
No, I think that's one. I think that might be actually.
Let me see.
That is a crazy tongue.
That's hard to say.
I think that's Cece DeVille.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
That's not a woman. Is it?
I don't know if it's even a person.
Quick sidebar, when you were talking about guitar virtuosity, I've been having this mental block lately. Okay. First of all, let me say that the answer is not Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
No matter what you may think right now, the answer is not Kenny Chesney.
All right.
I've been trying to think of the name. It's this country artist.
Okay.
He's good at, he's a really good guitar player. He's like really handsome guy, like black goatee.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
No!
Toby Keith?
No, younger than that.
Wait, Is Kenny Chesney the guy that just did that embarrassing thing with LL Cool J?
Oh.
The accidental racist?
Yeah. Was that him? No, that was...
Because that's who you might be thinking of.
Clint Black?
Not Clint Black.
Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to figure this out. Because the guy who did that is a great guitarist.
Yeah.
Vince Gill?
Might
be Vince Gill. I think he's pretty renowned for his guitar playing.
Was it Vince Gill? Because I always think of him as like being a little bit older school. But I guess Vince is a little...
Brad Paisley.
Ooh, is it Brad Paisley?
Brad Paisley?
I think it's Brad Paisley. Yeah, I think that's your thing. Right.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, sorry.
I think it is Brad Paisley.
That's exactly who it is. Okay, whoo.
Let me show you a picture and then, is that him? Is that the man you're looking for?
Yes, that's him. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
I only know that guy because he was on Elmo's Christmas Countdown, which Zoe was obsessed with when she was two.
That guy looks like a good guy.
He seems fine.
Yeah.
Until he wrote that song about like, hey, sorry about wearing this Leonard Skinner shirt to Starbucks, black guy.
His heart's in the right place.
Have you guys heard that?
You know what? I just read all about it, but I never heard.
Oh my God. Yeah. It kind of got pulled. I think it's fantastic.
They meant well, but it was just not good.
It's amazing. I urge everyone to hunt it down. And I think it's on Spotify actually still.
All right. I'm going to skip around here. This is
skipping around.
I got to reorganize some thoughts.
Okay.
But, this is an Australian group. This is some straight up new wave, Pat. I know you're interested in genres.
What is this, punk?
No, it's like,
house?
This is like unadulterated from the bone new wave from Australia. It's this group called Real Life. They had it like their bigger hit was this thing called Send Me an Angel.
Oh, I remember them. Yeah.
I almost played In Excess, Falling Down the Mountain, Kiss the Dirt, Falling Down the Mountain.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, I took it off. My apologies.
Wow. But I think you're going to like this. This is Real Life, and it's called Catch Me, I'm Falling. When you hear this.
I kind of remember this. Yeah, this is familiar.
Got a little bit of play.
I kind of vaguely remember that song as well.
That was a regional hit in Adelaide. No, I don't know.
And the band's name one more time for me?
Real Life.
Real Life.
Can you handle
remember
Real
that.
Life?
I think I do remember that.
There you go. All right. What do you got?
I got a song from a dude from Jersey.
Uh-huh.
He's not that dude from Jersey, but he's the other dude from Jersey. No, I think he's the dude from Jersey that you like.
Oh.
And this is when he decided to tell...
Yeah, no, he's the number one guy.
He's the number one guy from Jersey.
he's not Bon Jovi.
Chris Christie, let's hear
it. Chris Christie. This is from one of the albums he did after he told the E Street Band to go make your own living.
Oh.
This is from Lucky Town, and this is If I Should Fall Behind.
Now everyone dreams of...
Oh, what? Oh, you're still singing, Bruce? No, sorry.
Oh, but you and I know what this world can do. So let's make our steps clear, that the other may see. And I'll wait for you. And if I should fall behind, wait for me.
Now, the reason that this song was... A little backstory on this song. Bruce and Clarence Clemons wanted to be on The Amazing Race. And Bruce let Clarence know that, look, we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
So if something happens to one of us, we got to wait. We got to do this together.
And Clarence is like, look, I'm faster than you. I'm not going to wait if you're, you know, having trouble with your backpack. And
Bruce goes, look, if you want to win this, you got to, you know, if I fall behind, Clarence... Big man.
Then, ironically, they got to that Russian stacking doll challenge, where inside one doll was not just one. How many was in there?
There was at least 1, 2, 3.
Inside every one, and Bruce was very good at it, and Clarence was having a problem, and Clarence fell behind.
And what was weird was when they got to the last one, they opened it up, Nils Lofgren was in there.
And he did a little backflip.
Popped out, did a backflip.
It was adorable. Adorable.
We went a long way with that. Go ahead, Gary.
All right. I'm going to start bringing it down now. This is sad stuff. This is Let's go to sad thing number one. This is a issue that I hadn't brought up on the show before, but it's just the worst thing that happened in music this year was that the death of one of my number one idols, Scott Miller of Game Theory, who I talk about all the time. Lolita Nation, just amazing. Game Theory, Loud Family, you need to explore that catalog. All of the Game Theory albums are up for grabs on his website now. They've
for free.
They've been out of print forever, but they didn't want like a big eBay frenzy, so they just said, here, everybody take them. But 53 years old, just amazing legacy. And for the Falling show, I picked If and When It Falls Apart. But from
It's Come Slow. But now I think I know what you mean and how it must feel so wrong. Trust your mind, and when you think it's time you can call, I won't ask what took so long. It brings me down. It always wears you down. Oh, take a look around. What's gonna get you through? If and when it falls apart on you.
R.I.P. Scott, thanks for the music. Pick up his book, Music, What Happened. It's so fascinating. He picks like his favorite like 10 or 15 songs for every year since 1957. And just writes this. He just has the most brilliant like kind of like James Joycey mind and like, you know, highbrow, lowbrow, bringing it all together. Just really fun read. So
and what happened? What did he die of?
It's unofficial, so I don't want to speculate. So, okay.
I got you.
But he'll be sorely missed. So with that happy note, Pat, what Falling Song do you have?
Well, I'm going to bring us up with this little lady that I've touted many, many a time here on the show. I want Miss Taylor Swift.
What is this act? Who are you talking about?
I'm doing a crazy voice. I'm trying to maybe get some work, do some voiceover work.
Does he have any interest in talking to Randy Newman?
Randy, I like some of your songs that you're doing. And, I think you should do a duet with this lady named Taylor Swift.
Okay.
This is a bonus track from the Fearless album. This is a platinum edition of the Fearless album, and this is called Jump Then Fall.
I love LA.
I like the way I can't keep my focus. I watch you talk, you didn't notice. I hear the words, but all I can think is we should be together. Every time you smile, I smile, and every time you shine, I'll shine for you.
That's one you probably never heard.
Yeah, it's good though.
She
yeah.
makes hits, man.
She does make hits.
Girl knows what
this
doing.
Isn't even a hit. This is an extra track on a bonus edition of something.
Take this. What do I care? Take it.
I know. That's what it's like. It's like, Dad, this is one of my not good songs, so okay.
Nice. How's about now we hear some...
You're gonna make a sad again?
You know what? Well, no, I'll make you sad later.
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to make you creeped out with one of the spookiest songs from the early 90s. Known as the Twin Peaks soundtrack. This is a lot of people maybe never heard the vocal version from a gal named Julie Cruz, and it's called Falling.
It's like some Twin Peaks stuff going on here.
It is. That's what you just said.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. This is the Twin Peaks theme song.
I'm not in my head today. Really, I'm out of it today. I don't know. I'm really out of it.
Stop worrying about your VO auditions. And...
Sounds like something Dave Lynch wouldn't be into. Really does.
That that is some good evocative TV music, right?
Nice.
Hard
real
to,
nice.
Hard to beat
that's
that.
creepy business.
Yes,
it's almost like something you'd hear on Twin Peaks.
Right? I would love
right, people.
Yeah,
bad, don't you think?
There, this reminds me of something that might be in a motion picture, like on the order of a Blue Velvet,
something like that.
It's just creepy, creepy stuff. I was not again. That was not for humor originally. I was totally
out of it.
This is now. This is a band, Gary. Whenever I play this band, I don't know that you like this band.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me see. You might correct me, but The Police. You're not a big.
I respect them more than I like them, but I don't know why. And I think it's just more like it just seems like if I went to high school with Sting, he would have really had a field day with me. He really would have picked with me. But who knows? But I think you can't quibble with that catalog. And I saw him in '83 in the Amazing.
Oh,
show.
Cool!
Yeah, it was good.
Well, this is very 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 early Police. This is from their single called Fallout, which came out even before they had an album. So it was one of those things. Yeah, this is our single, and we sell it out of the back of Sting's car, that type of a thing.
Is this pre-Andy Summers even, right? Maybe? I'm not sure.
Andy Summers might not be on this song. Yeah, this is Fallout, The Police.
That's cool. I love that siren-y song. Yeah. Not even like Euro siren, like neener neener, but like wow. That was good.
Yeah, I like that early Police stuff.
I remember what happened.
First two albums.
I remember what happened. I remember like of course, like you know, just like being captivated by Roxanne on the AM radio. Like what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never heard anything like you know, and like taping it on a cassette. But then I remember like about a couple years later, I heard like The Police had a concert for blonde people only. And I thought, that is so unfair.
Is that true?
For blind people?
No, blonde.
For blonde people.
Yeah, because they were
weird.
All blonde. And that was, you know, it's just some stunt or something. I'm sure it wasn't like a tour. It was just like
right. What if it was a tour?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you got to log into Ticketmaster and
send them a sample.
Put your hair color, some DNA.
That was cool.
That's funny.
So my last song is from one of those guys of like, man, how'd this guy never catch on? And it was something that Jimmy Pardo was really into.
Okay.
It's a fellow named Owsley. And this is from his first album. And then I was just doing a little research just now, and it turns out he is no longer with us either. As
oh, Jesus.
2010. He he died at age 44. Also like Scott Miller with two young children. But his solo career didn't take off, but I guess he wrote some songs with Amy Grant and got some like country cash. So that's nice. But check out Owsley and The Sky is Falling.
Just when I thought it was safe outside, the newscaster's calling for rain. And if I listen to him, the sky is falling from every limb. Chicken Little had a big day today, yeah.
Not too shabby.
No, that's nice. Very nice.
That one's going out to Jimmy Pardo.
That guy's not with us anymore?
No. Yeah, just three albums, and yeah, I think he won a Grammy. I think even with Amy.
Wow.
Amy Grant. But yeah.
Well, I got two more left.
Just you know, the message here is like, yeah, if there's someone you love, tell them you love them because you never know. You never know when it goes. So anyway.
I love you guys.
I love you guys. I love you too.
And I love you too, Randy.
I love you too, Randy Newman. Okay.
I also love LA.
Randy Newman is a Muppet.
And he wants cookies, I think.
I love that. Does he live in a trash can? Does he write in a trash can?
Why?
I love LA.
This next song is off a very, very popular album in the 80s. This guy's biggest album. He was all over MTV. This is Billy Idol. It's from the album Rebel Yell.
Oh, yeah.
This song is called Catch My Fall. The chorus is very easy to sing along with, but the verses are not. And I didn't realize that until I was picking the song and I was listening to it. I'm like, well, that's kind of hard to sing along to. So here we go. Catch My Fall.
Lost song of lovers, fellow travelers, yeah. Leave me sad and hollow, I'll have it worse. It could happen to you, so think for your sake.
Barely know what he's saying.
If I should stumble, catch my fall, yeah. If I should stumble, catch my fall. Catch my fall. If I should stumble.
Boy, this guy's a real hard rocking punk.
I'm telling you, man. This guy likes punk music and he likes house music.
And sax music.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a phony.
What a phony.
Man, Matt.
That's funny. That's funny.
Sneer the whole time.
I was at the...
I turned my lip up at that.
I went to the... My wife, when we were first dating, she was working at DreamWorks in Amblin, and we went to the premiere of Lost World Jurassic Park 2, and Billy Idol was in the bathroom at the urinal.
Really?
Next to me.
And he handed you a towel.
And he was at the urinal dancing with himself.
I see.
Which I'm not, but that was fun.
That's exciting. Is he tall?
He's taller than me, so yes. And just looks like he looks. Okay, this is the last one. Gary, I think you can get behind this, Matt. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I get
you think about this. But do you have a play out then, Matt?
I do.
I don't think I've ever played this band that I can remember in the...
Gary's played them probably 50 times.
Yeah, but for me, in the last 400 episodes we've done, I have never played REM. So this is Fall on Me.
Yeah.
No cue, huh?
Nope, right.
There's a problem with every sign and bargain buildings, waves and pulleys, feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air. Buy the sky and sell the sky and tell the sky and tell the sky.
This was, this reminds me of back on this tour, we made the roadie down from the Bay Area to Universal Amphitheater to see this show with Guadalcanal Diary and REM. And it reminds me that Universal Amphitheater is closing.
I know.
It's the greatest place to see a show.
I know. It's going to be torn out. They're going to make one of those big
Harry Potter
there.
Right there.
Jeez. Yeah, well, they better be fucking getting rid of Waterworld, too, if they're taking the Gibson.
Oh, my God.
Man, who wants to go see that?
I'm tired of seeing the smoke from that and thinking there's a fire.
There's a fire. I know. Yeah, if you live out here, there's points where you can be driving on the 101, and you just see,
what?
Like, smoke and fire shoot up, and you're like, what's going on over there? It's, oh,
and then there was that time that the Universal, like, film archives did catch on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody knew it because they thought it was Waterworld.
Backdraft ride or something.
So,
but that's the last two things I saw at Universal was Kathy Griffin and the Wiggles. Not together.
Oh, boy.
But
it's so funny. I've seen I saw Kathy Griffin and the Wiggles there, too.
Oh, wow. We were probably there at the same time.
I saw Chris Rock. I think it was the Bigger and Blacker tour.
Oh, that must have been great.
Fantastic. I saw him there. I've seen No Doubt there twice, most recently.
Yeah, I've seen so many shows there.
Great sound.
Yeah.
And there's not the only venue that's comparable in size to that right now is what? The Nokia, the Greek.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or the Wiltern. Yeah. The Wiltern's not as big as the Gibson.
No.
It was just like that size where if you're a certain type of band in your career, you can play there and still fill it. But like maybe the Wiltern's too small and the Staples Center's is too big. So I don't know where.
It's like 5,000 maybe?
Yeah, it's just perfect.
But it doesn't feel big when you're in it. That's what's cool about it.
That's a shame.
Pity. Oh, well, everything falls.
Everything goes
by the wayside. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, please. We're going to crack 1,000. I know we're going to do it.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
At like 928.
Right, and
so call 330-81 Rocks if you want to leave a message.
Yes.
Yep. Call us, leave a nice message, and I'm going to throw it to Matt for the closeout.
First of all, can't believe that Pat didn't play Gin Blossoms Until I Fall Away or Tom Petty Free Fallen, even though that's a kind of on the nose
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then I thought of Alicia Keys first Fallen, but I don't know if anyone needs to hear that.
What is this, American Idol?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with one that may have even been on the show before, but it's good enough to play twice. It's from the Once soundtrack.
Oh, I was almost picking this. Yeah.
What song did you think I didn't play from the Gin Blossoms?
Until I Fall Away.
Okay. I played it.
You did? You might have played it on another episode because that might be why it's in my iTunes. But, okay. Because I don't know why I would have it.
I don't know why it didn't come up. You're right. I would have played that.
This is Glenn Hansard and
Martina Navratilova.
From Once.
Yeah. This is.
I almost played this.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite songs. This song kind of made this movie.
Sure.
Which is a great movie, but it isn't really much of anything without the music in
it. No, it's not.
And this song is just unbelievably great. So this is Falling Slowly on Rock Solid.
Bye.
Cars like these on Auto Trader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.